I'm a controversial figure. Things like that happen. I'm very controversial.
Who was more controversial, you or Lil Durk?
Uh-oh.
Hey, man. Lil Durk, you know, he was pretty present in Bears camp at times. So, but, you know, I don't have a lot of info on Lil Durk at the moment, but he does have some issues, doesn't he?
Very controversial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lil Durk.
So,
is that just
gentlemen,
me?
Don't
he was in London, wasn't he? Didn't he go to London?
I don't know who Lil Durk is. Sorry.
Come on, Olin.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Google that one, buddy.
I got to Google.
Yeah, you got to Google that, Olin. It's a very interesting situation going for that.
I'm a kid from Hawaii, man. I'm sorry.
It's a very, very sad tale. Wallow tried to warn Durk. Really tried to warn him.
He has been very close to the Bears. It's not wrong.
No, he's been very upfront. And I think people would be surprised at who forged that relationship between Lil Durk and the Bears. It wasn't Virginia.
He came up, that guy who forged it came up last segment, as a matter of fact.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
We're talking Bears and what happened in yesterday's game. Let's get back to your phone calls. Let's talk with Shad. Hey, Shad, you're on the score.
Fellas, I hope y'all can hear me this time.
We got you.
Good to hear from you, man. I wish it was in better circumstance, fellas. Speaks.
Yo.
The vibes ain't what they need to be, baby. You know, this was supposed to be the one thing that couldn't happen. And I honestly know why Shane Waldron was shaking. He obviously got some type of cartilage transplant from Allen Williams over the break. This has to stop soon. Has to stop now. At some point, Eberflus has an opportunity for the fact that he hired 6 offensive coaches to do what he didn't do with Luke Getsy because he wasn't afforded the opportunity. You're supposed to have guys on this staff that can call plays outside of just Waldron. If your players are coming to you like Justin Fields and the offense was towards the end of last season or mid-season, you have to pivot, understanding that your job is on the line. And to mention that you had another quarterback, a rookie, who was playing with bruised ribs. Bruised ribs. And we didn't see an assault of blitzing that would go against his typical tendency. I am so sick of the Charmin that comes out of Hallis Hall while Eberflus has been head coach. I ran through my entire season worth of edibles by halftime.
Sean, it's too many. That's too many damn edibles, man.
That's too many edibles.
Josh Blackwell did blitz a couple times in place of Kyler Gordon, but he couldn't track down Jaden. I think Kyler was a big absence yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we're trying to explain it like throughout the week. And like if you heard all of our guests be like, No, he's the most important player on their defense.
It's a big deal, and you could tell it because Kyler is athletic enough to find Jaden and stay with Jaden, and they might have done some things differently. Yeah, if they want to give Thomas Brown a shot playing calls, or calling plays, I should say, I got no problem with that. Thomas Brown called some plays in Carolina last year.
You're probably not going to do
probably,
that,
it's probably too soon. It's probably too soon, but you don't want to wait too long. And, you know, it's a feel thing, and Shane Waldron's feel seems to be bad.
It seems that way to me.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to Mark Rohde, we're going to take some more calls for sure. But this is Matt Eberflus earlier today on Tyreek Stevenson, because we're going to talk about the blame game and how to punish Tyreek Stevenson. Here's Matt Eberflus talking about that from earlier today, and then we'll take a few more of your calls before Groats.
Matt, we know that Tyreek apologized for the situation where he was seemed to be like jawing with fans a little bit and then got back on the play. What do you make of just that whole sequence where it didn't seem like he was locked in that moment, which was a critical one?
Yeah, I talk to the players all the time about it. You know, it's great to have passion, and I think it's great to have that great enthusiasm for the game. I said, but it also comes to a point where your emotions go over the top, and then you lose focus. And you got to have to be able to have that balance. If you're that type of player that plays with great intensity, like Tyreek does, to be able to have that so it doesn't go over the top and you lose your focus and your concentration. That's for anybody, you know, and each position is different. You know, obviously you can play at a higher temperature, you know, if you're playing D tackle or something like that or inside, but you got to really wire into your responsibilities there as you go forward.
What's the proper discipline for a player like that in a situation?
Meaning what, Courtney?
Just, I mean, it seems like there should be consequences for an action like that. How do you see that?
Yeah, you know, we'll look at that. Again, those things are always going to be internal as we work with our players, you know, as we go forward. And it's really about development, making everybody better. You know, so we'll get to that answer as we go through the week. And but again, he did address the team in a team meeting room today. And again, it was a really good moment for him to be able to do that. It showed responsibility and accountability.
Matt, just one follow-up on that, and then I have a separate question. As your coaching staff is recognizing some of the extracurricular stuff that Tyreek's engaged in before the snap is happening, how is there a possibility of potentially relaying that information? You guys had timeouts left. Was there a way to get that play stopped so that you could maybe get everybody gathered, or is that just out of the realm of possibility there?
Yeah, you know, so from our vantage point, everybody was lined up in the correct position, and then we just were ready to go. You know, we already had showed those diagrams, you know, before. We were ready to go for that play. Like I said, we've practiced that, you know, multiple times, you know, a couple of times a week and multiple times since we've been here. So, again, it comes down to wiring into your responsibilities.
Just wanted to make sure the listeners heard that and knew it and let it inform the conversation and inform when you hear from the players with Mark Grody at the top of the hour.
Let's go to the west side and let's talk with Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the score.
What's going on, fellas? Great show. I'm glad you guys sound real good together, real professional and everything. Real great show. It's time to bring in Bill Belichick. It's time to bring in a supreme coach who knows how to get the best out of his players while keeping them disciplined. You know what I'm saying? While being able to, you know, continue to groom a Tyreek Stevenson. Don't everybody want to get down on him. That kid is a super talent. You know what I mean? He made a mistake. Players make mistakes. It was crucial. But, you know, that team to be down 9-0 half the game, you know, and we have to make some heroics in the second half. We've seen that for decades, guys, of Chicago offense that barely gets in on the second half. First half, we all looking crazy like, dang, what, we waited Sunday for this? We waited 2 weeks on the bye week for this? So it's time to put serious coaching with what seems to like serious front office, because Ryan Poles have done a hell of a job, him and his staff, of putting really good players in place. I think, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Bill Belichick will bring a discipline. He's a defensive coach. He'll hire the right offensive coach, and you'll be in a better position coming in next year.
I don't know if there is evidence to support that last point that you made.
I think his media career is burgeoning quite nicely.
I think when you look at what's happened to the Patriots post-Brady, it makes you wonder how much of a role did he play. And I know as far as the X and O's is, you don't have to worry about that. But part of the problem with hiring Bill Belichick is he wants to also be the guy in charge of player personnel.
I don't think he's going to get that. But
I don't think so either.
I do hope that he's got, with his 8 or 9 different media jobs, that those are all too difficult to disentangle from, and he never comes back to the NFL coaching ranks.
Obviously, yeah. Terrible play by Stevenson. He has no idea what's going on and runs over there and jumps up and volleyballs it up in the air for a game-losing play. It's terrible.
He has been on the Bears, and I give him credit for that. He has stayed on the Bears. Okay, Mark Grody has been getting sound from all the people that you want to hear from, including Tyreek Stevenson. What is he up? Because remember, Tyreek did not talk to the media yesterday. He did talk today. So don't go anywhere, because you're about to hear from him and a bunch of other people up at Hallis Hall trying to make sense of it all. Bears lose, and we're discussing it. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on the score.